all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Back on the Boss Man Show here with my buddy Daniel Ford, Missouri State Bears here with me. But folks, for go to Coach Ford, go to Amazon.com, go to the Boss Man Show, tap on the Boss Man Show website, click the Amazon banner, shop there, and also get your Amazon kickback for the Boss Man Show and all his community as well. We're trying to raise money for kids for Christmas as well here at the Boss Man Show. Go to our website, the banner, Amazon, top of our page, shop through our website. You get a little bit of a kickback, so the show as well. We help the community in Atlanta here. But now we're going to go to my buddy, Daniel Ford. Coach Ford, man, how you doing, brother? Talk to me.
Good. Doing good, boss. How are you?
I can't complain, man. Enjoying this pandemic, best way I can. I told you off the air, man, learning about stocks, playing the guitar now, man, and lost some weight, enjoying the man cave down here in the ATL, man. No complaints on my end, brother. How's things with you and your family?
Things are good. COVID has, you know, obviously changed some things. I've spent a lot more time with my family and, like you said, I've taken on some new hobbies and tried to be a better Mr. Fix-It around the house. And, again, you know, just trying to develop and become a better person during these challenging times. And hopefully all of us come out better when this is all over.
You got that right, buddy. Now, Coach, you know, I know you lost the Valpo on March 7th, so you wasn't really in that mix of that week, the crazy week after that fact. So how did you all handle the whole COVID thing when it came down, sending your guys home, moving from in class to virtual? How did all that go for you and your staff and your team?
Well, we were on spring break at the time, so our guys were gone in the first place. So we just told them to stay wherever they were. And as coaches, we were all out recruiting. And so we immediately had to board a plane or a car and get back to town as soon as possible. I was out on the East Coast, maybe in the Connecticut area. And I had to board a plane and get back home. I believe it was the March the 6th, maybe, or 7th, or somewhere in that range, or I guess the 9th it would have been, something like that, after our game, like you mentioned. But, you know, definitely came out of nowhere for us, and we had to adjust on the fly. But, you know, our guys were home. No one was on campus. And the one that was in town stays off campus, so he immediately went into lockdown like the rest of the country.
Most definitely. And, you know, just having to have your young men's academics take full stage there at home and not able to be in that environment structure around you guys. So academic advisors probably played a big role for you and your assistant coaches to make sure your young men had a strong semester in that spring semester and in the summer as well.
Yeah, you know, our academic services here does a great job, and our guys were on par prior to COVID, and after COVID really, really handled it well. You know, our guys were in constant communication with our academic services, and our professors were very accommodating, like I would imagine most would be around the country doing this type of situation. So we ended with one of our best semesters. We didn't publicize anything like some programs did in terms of GPAs and things of that nature. But we did have multiple guys make the Missouri Valley Conference honor roll. And we had one of the best semesters probably we've ever had. And a lot of that has to do with a lot of classes went to pass fail just due to the pandemic. And so if you had 12 hours and three of them went to pass fail and you only had to complete one class for a letter grade and you received an A, you actually got a 4.0. So it's a high GPA, but there's a little bit of method to the madness to making that happen.
Most definitely. And so how do you keep your young men engaged, Coach Ford, mentally when you're away from them? They're back in their own places, back home with their family. So how is that using the Zoom time and FaceTime to engage your young men mentally, knowing what was going on all around us with the social justice in our country and the world, of course, and the pandemic? So how'd you all use that to kind of keep your young men engaged with what's going on in the world and keeping them mentally sharp as well?
Well, what we decided to do was to allow them to totally unplug. And that meant even from our program and, you know, put their families first, their health first in terms of the COVID and kind of just do their own thing. And so we had Zooms, but we didn't have quite as many as some other programs, maybe. Because we just felt like at that point in time, we were probably would be pressing some things, and there was no end in sight. So, you know, you make this huge commitment to starting to do these Zoom meetings and team meetings, and there's no end in sight. So how long would you possibly be doing that? And we didn't want to get into that type of situation, but when problems may occurred, or when we felt like topics are big enough to discuss, we definitely got together on a couple Zoom calls and really, you know, got on the same page. And we spent most of that time recruiting because we had to sign a big class in the spring. So we didn't have a lot of time to just connect with the few guys that we had left over. We did that on a more individual basis.
And how was that Zoom recruiting, Mac? I know you're a face-to-face guy. You see these guys in person, love to touch them and feel them. How is it for you being the way you are, man, having to recruit via Zoom and do on-campus visits via the Zoom, showing them the campus and giving them their families via Zoom? How was that for you?
It was challenging because, like you mentioned, we're more of a hands-on staff here. We like to connect with our people. But in this situation, it was our only choice, and so we made it work for us. One thing I will say about Zoom, it seems to be a lot more time consuming than the traditional phone calls, because obviously you're here, you're face to face, and it's not like a phone call where you could possibly be doing something else, maybe like walking your dog or making your breakfast or grabbing a coffee or something like that. So it took a lot more planning, a lot more organization. And, you know, we've always preached that communication is the key in our line of work. So it just took that communication and gave it another element.
most definitely. And for you, you know, a young man come play for you, they're gonna play for a great coach first and foremost. But playing them in the Valley, you know, 7 of your 10 schools, including yourself, are 500 better in conference last year. So when you try to sell a young man on coming to Missouri State, the academics is great, but also you're playing a great conference, one of the top majors in America in the Valley, with 7 out of 10 schools are 500 better in conference play.
Yeah, we have a great league, and there's a lot of parity in our league. There are veteran coaches and a lot of 4 and 5 year players and fantastic guard play, as well as, and now in our league we have these traditional big men that are really good, and we're fortunate to have one in Gage Prim. But I've always been a fan of the Valley. I played in the Valley, coached at the Valley at 3 different schools now, including my alma mater, Illinois State, Wichita State, who's now in the American Conference, and now being the head coach at Missouri State. So I'm very familiar with the league, and I've always had a great amount of respect for this league. And like I mentioned before, veteran coaches that have great systems and a tough-minded, high IQ, skilled team basketball players is typically what you'll see in the Missouri Valley. So great fans. Most schools are located in what we would consider basketball towns, basketball communities, and unmatched history dating back to Larry Bird and Oscar Robertson and Hershey Hawkins and as recently as McDermott and guys like Ben Fleet at Wichita State. So just a great league.
Most definitely. That's no easy outs. Like you say, even Evansville's a hard out for anybody. So it's Drake, who's right at 89. You know, all the schools at the bottom, there's no easy outs. And, of course, you know how these conference play. You know, guys get up for certain teams, and you play them on a certain day. The shots ain't going down, they can beat you. So you have to always be prepared in the Valley, no matter who you're playing, home or away.
Yeah, it's a tough brand of basketball. And like you mentioned, no matter who you're playing, you need to be ready to play. Anyone can beat anyone. Evansville last year, they had a tough situation with how their program kind of got interrupted there about a fourth of the way through the year. Dealt with some internal issues, but prior to that, they beat the number one team in the country, and that team finished 10th in our league. And even a team you look at like ours last year that was really talented, it took everything in us to stay out of the play-in game, and that just shows you the amount of team basketball, the level of coaching in this league, and really the toughness and what it takes to win it and be good at it. And I believe that those are the recipes for success when you talk about Missouri Valley.
And how you feel you're growing as a coach? I've been talking to you for 6 years as a head coach, man. I can't believe it's been 6 years now. So how do you feel like you're growing as a head coach over these past 6 years running your own show now?
Well, I think you get better every day, like any line of work. You know, you got to be humble in order to improve. And I've always had a humble mindset, and you learn something new every single day. I would definitely say that I've developed as a head coach. I've always been one to challenge myself and not shy away from tough competition. And I believe that that's allowed for me to really evaluate myself a lot and always be able to try to do some things to get better. Listening more to our players and leaning on other coaches in the business to see what and how they do certain things, as opposed to trying to answer all the answers to the test myself. So, the list of improvement, we could talk all day about it, but I think the most important thing is being humble and learning every day. And that's something that I try to do. And I really think it's helped me become a better head coach.
Tish, you've been the same guy since I've known you. You know, you never treated me any differently. You've always been the same dude. I can say that humbly. You've been the same guy since I met you. You know, you never changed a bit. You're still the same cool dude I've known. I first met you 6 years ago, man.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would let anything ever change them in a negative way. I guess change is good if it's a positive, but not being a good person and losing contact with friends and colleagues, that to me would not be a sign of a good person.
Now, Coach, you know, the schedule probably for you has been out of whack as well because, you know, the 2 weeks have been pushed up. So how's it been trying to get games and knowing different states have different rules about quarantines and things of that nature? So how's that been trying to get the schedule together for November 25th here coming up in a month and 4 days?
Yeah, you know, it's very challenging. Scheduling is always hard, but when you add the COVID-19 situation, it becomes even harder. And there's a lot of unknown. And what you've got to try to do is make an educated guess on what's best for you and your program. Number one, the safety of the players. Number two, you have to take in consideration your fans if you're going to allow fans. And then I think number three, how are you going to make your team better? So every team is different. Every team needs something different to become better. You know, our team last year, I felt like they really needed to be challenged in order to have a mindset to get better every single day. And this year's team is not nearly as experienced as last year's team. So they're going to need something else in non-league scheduling. So it has not been easy, but we are tackling it one day at a time, trying to keep our players safe, trying to keep our fans happy, and trying to become the best team that we can before December 30th.
Now, Coach, as far as you guys getting back on campus here, how's it been to kind of give them that ramp up to get ready to kind of go with it? So how have you all kind of approached that so they won't get those soft tissue injuries where they nag all year long with a hamstring or a little knee or an ankle? So how's it been to get these guys kind of ramped up ready for November 25th here as you all prepare here, preseason here?
Well, you know, we just try to conduct business as usual. We are huge advocates of prehab, meaning getting in hours before practice to get with our trainer and allow for him to – work on certain body parts that may have tested out weak. We have a template here where we can actually test the bodies of our players and see what areas need to be strengthened. And we try to do a lot of prehab and then we try to give them as much rest as possible. It's not unusual for us to give our guys consecutive days off in order to try to get their bodies rejuvenated. And we encourage a lot of drinking of water, a lot of sleep. And we feel like if you can try to do those things, prehab, rest, water, and sleep, you're going to do your body a lot of good. And, you know, we try to practice pretty physically and we try to practice, you know, pretty hard. So you can't always, you know, avoid those things in practice. But there's some things off the court I think you can do to help your bodies recover faster. And that will allow for you to stay injury free.
Coach, I know about you and your wife's Finance Rebound Foundation. What do y'all have going on with your foundation? What have y'all been up to since we last talked last year? And share with listeners how they can help you all out as well and donate to your great organization you all have.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my wife, Christina, she's done a fantastic job with the Rebound Foundation. Not only do we have two transitional homes here in Springfield, but we just broke ground on one in Chicago, which is her hometown. And we're looking forward to working with the city of Chicago and trying to help women and children, you know, get back on their feet after tough situations of maybe domestic violence, whether it be physical, emotional, or even verbal abuse. And if you'd like to help, our website is reboundfound.org. And my wife, Christina Ford, is the CEO. And they've also got identification on Twitter as well as Instagram. Rebound Found. And so, you know, it's been a humbling experience and, it's been something that we have a lot of pride in and respect for and, to help families, especially as you get closer to the holiday season, it's a big deal in our household and we're going to continue to do that.
And Coach, you have a new baby now. How's that been for sleep-wise, buddy?
Yeah, you know, my wife, she does a great job with a lot of that. She takes care of our newborn daughter, Klein Elizabeth, and I have to take care of the other ones. And so we've got a 2-year-old who likes to wake up at 5 a.m. And so I try to go to bed no later than 1 or 2. But when he's waking up at 5, some mornings I'm dragging it a little bit.
I hear that way, Coach Ford. Hey, y'all good to talk to you, man. Hope to see you real soon, buddy. Keep up the good work, my friend.
You my man, boss. Appreciate you, brother. Stay in touch.
We'll do, folks. So Dana Ford on the Boss Man Show, people. We'll be right back.
hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it, get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.